Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
For like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, and I feel like I haven't been here in like months. Everything's changed. Who let me back in here anyway? Who's responsible for this tomfoolery?
I told Liam not to let you back in.
For this ridiculous thing that I do, where I blab into a microphone and it goes out over airwaves somehow, as well as the internet.
I use this microphone to protect others from my spit.
Okay, this is gross.
I speak into this microphone to protect others from having to speak into microphones. That's not true. That's not how it works. I wear this diaper so that it protects everybody else from crap in their pants.
Ew.
That's right. This is Free Talk Live, if you were wondering. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, we have a call holding. We'll get to that in just a moment. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Dr., Lord, Reverend, Captain, Kickass, not necessarily in that order. Joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back to you.
Yeah, thanks. I know, but you know, welcome back to Friday, right? So I guess we'll just go right to the phones, right? We've got Zephin calling from New Hampshire. Zephin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's been a while, but good to talk to you guys. Calling because I just moved over here, and I wanted to talk.
Well, wait, you just moved. Congratulations and welcome.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, welcome. I think I just saw you 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, I know, right? It's been so long, Chris. But I just wanted to call in because something that I've noticed living in New Hampshire, the speed limits are kind of erratic.
Yes, they are.
Speed traps.
Yeah, exactly. You're going, 40, 50 miles an hour in one zone, and then you, enter into a town, and bam, it's 35. So I thought that it would be an interesting proposal in New Hampshire if we were to abolish speed limits, because if you look at Germany, they successfully implemented that. The Autobahn doesn't have any sort of enforced speed limits, yet it's one of the safest places to drive in the world. And the only reason why they implemented speed limits in the first place was because cars used to be more fuel inefficient, so they did it as a way of conserving fuel. But nowadays, there's not really much of a difference in terms of oil usage driving 55 or 65.
Yeah, I'm of a certain age, and I recall when I think the speed limits used to mostly be 65 or even higher, perhaps 70.
I can't drive 65.
And okay, Sammy Hagar. And I remember the government's propaganda, and basically they said something, they strong-armed states like they did for the drinking laws, and they said, hey, if you don't, reduce your speed limits to 55, we're going to cut off your roads funding or something like that. And so their whole propaganda theme, right, their marketing message, if you will, was 55 saves lives.
It's 55, the lyrics I just said, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think the 55 limit was the result of the gas shortages in the 70s, not...
But it was 55 saves lives, so it wasn't 55 saves gas. It was 55 saves lives.
That was just the social
agenda. Oh, so they used safety as the excuse, even though the objective was...
Like, oh my gosh, people are dying because they're driving too fast on the freeways or the highways or whatever. We've got to reduce the speed limit to save lives.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Like I said, as the Autobahn shows, it's actually safer to not require these arbitrary laws because, people aren't having to constantly look over their shoulders for if there's a cop. They're not having to, constantly look up and down in between, their gauge and, whatever the speed limit is at that given time.
Mm-hmm.
I have one condition, though. We need to have no speed limits if New Hampshire will create highways that are all one lane on each side. I hate that. I hate one-lane highways so much. If that's why the Autobahn works, because it has a whole bunch of lanes, and so people can go into the left and just, or whatever it is, left or right, I don't know,
yeah,
and drive really fast.
I'm totally on board with, like, getting rid of the speed limits and driver's licenses and, you know, vehicle registration and all that jazz, but I'm not necessarily sure if, you know, I'm not necessarily sure if the connection is there to argue, you know, that the speed limits don't save lives. Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't. I feel like it's kind of like an irrelevant point. You know what I mean? Like, there's all sorts of things we do in our daily lives, including driving, that comes with a certain amount of risk to it. And if you don't want to take that risk, fine, don't get on the road. You know?
Maybe, like, it could be a suggestion, because right by where I work.
Well, that's how I treat speed limits anyway. They're just a suggestion.
I'm not against suggestions.
It should,
I just don't think it should be enforced.
So that way it would be a suggestion.
There are things that towns can do without posting an actual number, right? You see all the time
speed bumps,
right? Roundabouts. You see all the time, and Zephan, you might see this as you're driving around New Hampshire, when there is like an intersection that's particularly busy, somebody will hang, you know, the state in this case will hang a yellow flashing light. Just caution. Right, and you could, you know, do all these sorts of things without actually posting a number that is necessary. I tend to travel in the non-busy rush hour times, and so, yeah, you know, do I violate the speed limit? Sure, all the time. I'm generally doing 5 miles over the speed limit, just as a sort of a rule of thumb, if you will.
You know what's interesting is we actually already have safety recommendations in New Hampshire, as I understand it, where it's basically, it seems like a speed limit, but it's not. You know the yellow signs that are like when you get on an on-ramp or an off-ramp?
Oh, yeah.
Those are apparently recommendations, not requirements in New Hampshire.
Because I've never, ever yielded to one of those in my life.
No, I don't think anybody has.
Going 35 to...
On and off?
Yeah, on and off-ramps from the highways, they usually say like a little yellow speed limit sign that says like 25 or 35. When you're getting off the highway from going 65, it's like impossible, but...
Huh.
Yeah,
it's just
one of those things where it's like we think there's a speed limit, like most of us, but it's not really a speed limit. It's just a recommendation.
Go ahead, Zephan?
Oh, did we lose him? Maybe he went through a dead zone.
Did we lose you? Are you in a tunnel? Are you trapped in a glass case of emotion?
It did kind of sound like he was driving.
Zephan going once.
Now the conspiracy in me.
Zephan going twice. All right, thanks for the call, man.
That the government cut him off because his idea was just too good.
Yeah, I'm sure. Also, welcome to any federal agents of any variety of any alphabet soup who are listening to the show tonight. I'm sure that you are, and so hopefully you get the ideas of freedom, peace,
yes,
prosperity, philosophy, and all of that into your noggin from this show tonight. Or any night, because we're here 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. So speed limits, I think it was a joke. I don't remember what comedian first said it. I remember like, well, don't we all just treat them as suggestions anyway? I
Mm-mm.
do.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, if it's 65 and there's nobody around, I mean...
I mean, how many times... Here's the question you should ask yourself. How many times have you been pulled over, given a ticket, you know, slowed your speed down for a couple of days, and then gone back to your normal driving behavior?
Yeah.
Because I think that's 99.95% of the people who get speed.
Well, and here's a question. So, you know, passing lanes, right, the dotted lines
yep.
in the roads that you drive on, particularly the highways, you have to speed.
Oh, yeah,
to
absolutely.
Get around somebody in enough time to like make
not
sure that you're not going to get killed by oncoming traffic because you're getting over into the oncoming traffic lane. And so how does that work? Do you get a ticket for that? Do they pull you over if you're going to pass somebody who's doing 10 miles under the speed limit and you want to go the actual limit and you pass them? You got to do at least 20 miles an hour over what they're doing.
This is the thing. They supposedly have discretion, the police, right? So just because it's the law, it doesn't necessarily mean they will enforce it. And the problem is you never know what they're going to enforce and what they're not going to enforce.
Yay, the lowest of our high school graduating classes get to use discretion on whether or not they can use force against us.
Right, and you end up in these untenable situations where it's like, okay, in order to pass this vehicle, you have to speed, but then there's going to be some guy on the side of the road who pulls you over for speeding when you have to speed in order to pass the guy in front of you safely, right? It's just one big contradiction.
I'm all for banning speed limits. I'm all for banning licensing. I'm all for banning, license plates, inspections.
Absolutely.
You know, the little stickers you got to put on, all these hoops that they make you jump through, and also pay for.
Yeah.
You pay for each and every one of these things in many ways. So 603-283-6160. Do you violate the speed limit?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Those are the magic digits, the ones that get you on the air and your voice heard to hundreds of radio stations and an unknown quantity of folks listening on the internet, as well as a couple of satellite channels. So 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
He was yawning.
I thought he was, had to think about what his name was.
No, I'm...
My biggest fear is seriously always that I'm going to say something, not my name, for my name. I don't know why. It's not going to happen, probably.
I've solved that just by having several to choose from. Right? I could be like, it's the Lord.
I don't think I'd say another name, but I don't know if I'm really not paying attention. What if I say, like, what or something? What?
When I'm out and about with other carbon-based life forms and somebody goes, Lord only knows. They go, no, I don't.
So nobody, you know, Rich Paul changes his name to nobody. Are you, Bonnie, changing your name to what?
No.
What?
Hey, what? What did you say?
What?
What did you say?
It gives new meaning to what. Yeah. Right? It used to be what was just like more of an incredulous way to say what.
Yeah.
But if you say what and her name is what, you're actually saying instead of what, Chris? What?
Isn't there like a show about that? Like what and if and when and...
No, you're talking about who's on that? First,
oh, yeah.
What's on second, and I don't know who's on third.
Yeah.
That's a very old comedy bit.
And nobody's in jail.
Nobody is in jail. Hopefully nobody gets out soon. So, Bonnie, you brought this in. We've covered a bit of this here on Free Talk Live previously. There have been several developments in this particular story, and it's in the news again. There was a private safety deposit by a private bank that people could buy safety deposit boxes in. It was raided by the FBI, and... The FBI was specifically told not to, you know, open all of the boxes. They were only supposed to go into very specific boxes for whatever case they were working on. Anyway, they paid no attention to any of that and went ahead and opened everybody's boxes, or at least so it seems, the most of them. And, you know, people are having a difficult time reacquiring the things that were supposed to have been kept safe. Because things have either disappeared or they've been not documented appropriately as the federales went through all of these safety deposit boxes.
Here's an idea. If you're a private business, don't cooperate with the FBI. You don't have to.
I mean, I
don't think they did.
I don't know if they did or not, but I suspect the FBI would have their way if they really wanted it one way or another. Because
if they told them no, they would have to go get... You know,
a warrant? That's what the FBI did, but they didn't get a proper warrant.
But did they get a warrant, I don't know, to get through, to go into there and go through all of them? They had to give them the keys.
No, they didn't. But once they have a warrant to go in, they're just going to open everything anyway.
Yeah, they drilled the boxes or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know exactly how they got into them all, but it seemed as if they did force their way into it.
Yeah, it wasn't.
They went without permission, of course, into these other safety deposit boxes.
Yeah.
But
they didn't have permission of the owners of the business, nor did they have permission of the...
magistrate.
But if you're an employee, a teller, if you will, or a bank employee, and the FBI shows up with guns...
Well, yeah, obviously.
You know, sure, come on in, guys. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? Are you
going to
die for people you don't know, valuables?
I got the impression that there wasn't anybody there, physically there. It was like a place where you went in, you had an iris scan that occurred, and then it kind of like let you into the building, so to speak. So I don't think this was like a physically manned and operated... establishment like a bank that you would think of, because it wasn't a bank, it was just safety deposit boxes.
Yeah, I don't know the extent of what their business model was, but Bonnie, you brought this in, so I haven't read this, so if, you know, stop me when you think it's interesting or if you have commentary, both of you. This from the L.A. Times. FBI wants to keep fortunes in cash, gold, and jewels from Beverly Hills raid. Is it abuse of power?
Yes,
that's just the headline.
Well, we already know it is because they went beyond the warrant.
They don't even have to ask the question.
I mean, even with a warrant, it would be an abuse of power, but sure, yeah.
When FBI agents asked for permission to rip hundreds of safe deposit boxes from the walls of a Beverly Hills business and haul them away, U.S. Magistrate Steve Kim, never trust a man with two first names, set some strict limits on the raid. The business, U.S. Private Vaults, had been charged in a sealed indictment with conspiring to sell drugs and launder money.
Oh, so the business was in trouble.
But its customers had not.
Wow.
So the business was. So the FBI could seize the boxes themselves, Kim decided, but had to return what was inside to the owners. This warrant does not authorize a criminal search or seizure of the contents of the safety deposit boxes, Kim's March 17th seizure warrant declared. Oh, this happened on the 17th. Interesting.
March 17th?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, irony. We're very close to irony. Yet the FBI is now trying to confiscate $86 million in cash and millions of dollars more in jewelry and other valuables that agents found in 369 of the boxes.
Well, then they can definitely afford to give me back my cell phone they stole on March 16th.
Oh, they could afford
Yeah.
They could afford to buy your entire cell phone plan for the rest of your life. They're, you know, they take money from other people and then use it for their own purposes instead of, you know, for doing anything that follows any sort of philosophy.
I got into my iCloud account, and I guess I never backed up my old phone, so I just lost all my pictures forever because the FBI stole it.
Yep. So prosecutors claim the forfeiture is justified because the unnamed box holders were engaged in criminal activity. They have disclosed no evidence to support the allegation.
That it was illegal. Anything that happens after you've decided that it was illegal because the warrant didn't authorize it nullifies whatever argument you have to seize it and that you're now seizing it or claiming that you seized it.
In theory.
Yeah.
I mean, and definitely on a, like, a verbatim, like, what does the law say you are supposed
That's
to be able to
says.
Do and not do? You are absolutely correct. And of course, but we see time and time again that they don't care. They violate their own rules time and time again.
And they're not held to account.
No, of course. They have no incentive.
No. Nope.
The incentive is completely backwards when it comes to any government agency.
They're just an unelected and not checked arm of the government. What do they care?
Well, they can't because who's going to watch the Watchers? It's the perpetual question.
Yeah.
If you're going to hire somebody else to watch the Watchers, well, who's going to watch the people who watch the Watchers? And so it's this never-ending cycle of madness that is just a, I don't know, man, it is like a fresh piece of cow dung attracting flies. You know what I mean? Like, and the flies are psychopaths, right? These psychopaths who are drunk with power that they can't get by, you know, oftentimes, you know, cops and soldiers, they talk about, you know, well, I want to be in on the action, right? What they mean is I want to get that adrenaline rush again from doing things that I can only do if I'm employed by a government agency. 603-283-6160. What do you think about these folks, otherwise peaceful people who've stored their valuables with this company, getting violated? More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 5% increase in the Consumer Price Index grabbed headlines on Thursday, indicating inflation. Inflation really hurts lower-income families as they have less disposable income to cover the extra costs. Since the last year of the Trump administration, milk and cigarettes are up over 7%, bacon is 13% more expensive, and the one we all know, gasoline. A gallon of gas is now 56.2% more expensive. The European Union is joining the latest calls by the United States and Australia for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. On Friday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that it's necessary for the World Health Organization to launch an independent and impartial probe.
Well, it's a great pleasure, Mr. President, to welcome you to call.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson shared some time with reporters after their bilateral meeting on Thursday. USA Radio News. The border wall between the United States and Mexico is bought and paid for. The problem is installation. President Biden, in his first days in office, shut down border construction, leading to what is now a humanitarian crisis at the border. Texas leadership is now taking the bull by the horns. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The centerpiece of the allocation is border barriers where illegal aliens cross into the U.S.
I will announce next week the plan for the state of Texas to begin building the border wall in the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott also said Biden's open border policies have led the way for dangerous gangs, cartels, and human traffickers to invade our nation.
This is something that also is not a tourism site for members of Congress to make an annual pilgrimage to and see the border and then go back and do absolutely nothing at the federal government level to solve the crisis.
$15 billion is what taxpayers paid for the wall. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. That's the name of this program. The program you are listening to. I am inside of your head right now, and you're hearing my words. Free Talk Live. You must call. Call 603-283-6160. Yes, that is the magic number. You want to call. You will call. You should call. Say whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Are you sure?
He has to think about that one.
Yeah, let me think about that for a second.
Are you done thinking?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Chris.
All right, cool. We've been talking about this article from the LA Times that is actually an update on the situation that happened in Los Angeles where the FBI was given a warrant to go into a private, we'll call it a... what's the word I'm thinking of? Safety deposit box company. And they, instead of going into some of the boxes, went into all of them. And it's created some problems for the box holders. The box holders and their lawyers have denounced the ploy as a brazen abuse of forfeiture because apparently the feds want to keep all the money. And they say that...
When is it not an abuse to forfeiture
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. Civil asset forfeiture is abuse.
It's absolutely disgusting that the government can take your money without having any reason to believe that you've committed any kind of crime.
They can take your money. They can take your land.
And they do it routinely.
Yes.
Just because they have guns.
Yep.
Yeah.
What if I did that?
You'd be arrested.
Well, they disguise it, of course, in all sorts of verbiage known as laws.
You know, I say you would be arrested, but reality is that they don't really investigate most of these crimes that, you know, you report them and they'll take.
But what if I was caught doing that?
They'll arrest you.
Yeah, like what if somebody captured me?
If you're caught red-handed, basically, they come out, they'll arrest you. But but most of the crimes that get reported to police, they don't actually investigate. They just take a report and they file it away.
Hmm.
So it's not about you. It's about what they can get for themselves. And one of those things is a paycheck. So.
Well, the box holders are saying prosecutors in the FBI were trampling on the rights of people who thought they'd found a safe place to stash confidential documents, heirlooms, gold, rare coins, and cash. If the FBI wanted to search the boxes, the lawyers say, it first needed to meet the standard for a court-issued warrant, probable cause that evidence of specific crimes would be found, which, of course, they didn't meet those. The government can't take stuff without evidence in the hopes that you're going to get it later, said Benjamin Gluck, an attorney who represents box holders suing the government to retrieve their property. The Fourth Amendment and the forfeiture laws require the opposite, that you have the evidence first, and then you can take the property. Forfeiture laws enable government to confiscate assets tied to criminal activity. Well, then they should confiscate their own paychecks. They should confiscate the car. They should confiscate everything that government has purchased, because government is the largest criminal on planet Earth. But I digress. The generally low standard of proof makes it an appealing tool for prosecutors who in criminal trials must prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. FBI spokeswoman Laura Eimiller referred questions to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles. Really? She didn't want to... She's a spokeswoman who didn't speak?
Wow.
How does an FBI spokeswoman refer questions to somewhere else? You're the spokeswoman. Speak!
That sounds like she's referring questions to herself. It's just such a...
To the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles.
But she's a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office,
She's a spokesman for the FBI.
Oh, okay.
Well, she already got paid in Beverly Hills jewels, and she doesn't really care about her job.
I don't have time to do this. I'm going to go try on my newfound gold and jewels and trinkets and bears, oh my. Tom Rozek, a spokesman for the office, that would be the U.S. Attorney's Office, denied the government was misusing its powers by trying to confiscate box holders' belongings. Quote, we have some basis to believe that the items are related to criminal activity, he said. In general, Rozek said, a number of factors would lead the FBI to pursue forfeiture of the box's contents.
You know, it doesn't matter because your warrant was invalid that you used to get it in the first place. It was only valid specifically for the business that you were searching, not the contents of the boxes in the business that you were searching. And the judge has already said this. I mean, this idea that, you know, that you can now try to claim seizure because it's illegal, it doesn't even matter at this point. It's already invalidated.
Yeah, it's going to get... I agree. Thrown out.
I agree, but again, they don't tend to follow their own rules. The rules aren't for them, they're for us. They're not for them, they're for us. The rules are there for us, not for them. They don't have to follow them because they're better. They wear badges, they have guns, they've been elected, right? They somehow have more rights than we do all of the time. Whenever anything like this happens, right, they'll investigate themselves and find that they did nothing wrong. This is how it goes.
It's not even like they have rights. It's that they're thieves. I mean, they're going to do
They hide behind the elaborate verbiage written down on pieces of paper that are called laws.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one big game for them. They know they're not going to get punished. They're not going to get caught because there's nothing to get. I mean, it doesn't matter. They get caught. They're still not going to. There's not going to be any impact to their behavior. They're not going to change their behavior because there's no penalty. There's no punishment. There's nothing. They don't lose their job. They don't, you know, have to give back the. They probably won't even have to give back what they stole.
I'm sure they won't. Rozek said a number of factors would lead the FBI to pursue forfeiture of the box's contents, such as large stacks of cash kept by a person with a criminal record or no known source of income.
Oh, my God.
Like, okay, so yeah, if
is
you
it
have...
Is it a law that we have to know where everybody gets their money from?
Right. It's irrelevant because you didn't have a basis to search or seize the contents of that box in the first place.
If you have large stacks of cash, it's entirely possible that you might not need a source of income.
And maybe you just don't want the FBI to know where you get it because you've heard they steal from people.
Possession of cash...
Or where you keep it, sorry.
Possession of cash in any amount is legal. This is just the next line here in the article. And it's a separate paragraph, too. It's just one sentence. Possession of cash in any amount is legal.
It's almost like they're trying to make the same argument they make against Bitcoin towards their own fiat right now. Oh, you have a lot of this. What are you going to do with that?
Yeah,
oh,
is where
that
did because, it come from?
Is that because people use fiat to do criminal things?
I mean, they're basically criminalizing wealth, right? Like, they're criminalizing having money.
Well, unless you're already rich. Beyond the $86 million in cash, the FBI is seeking to confiscate thousands of gold and silver bars. Patek Philippe and... I don't know what that means. Rolex watches, gem-studded earrings, bracelets, and necklaces, many of them in felt or velvet pouches. The FBI also wants to take a box holder's $1.3 million in poker chips from the Aria Casino in Las Vegas.
Wow.
So, yeah, listeners who don't know, you could go into a casino and you can, you know, play the card games and you can get your poker chips. Some casinos won't make you cash out. You just keep the chips, go home with them. You can come back with them and play again later, you know, and so it's sort of a pseudo form of currency. And so you can take those chips and put them wherever you want and then cash them in later, use them to play again.
That's so cool and bougie.
Is it bougie? Yeah. The money and goods are among the contents of about 800 safe deposit boxes the FBI seized in late March during its five-day raid of the U.S. private vault store in an Olympic Boulevard strip mall known for its kosher vegan Thai restaurant.
Nice.
Can you imagine if they came to your apartment building and because they wanted, like, to arrest the landlord they arrested or they stole, they went through everybody's apartment and they took whatever cash and valuables were there? That's effectively what they're doing here.
Gosh, that sounds just like the mafia,
doesn't it?
I don't think the mafia is that bad.
Well, and also the mafia, if they, like, said, hey, if you don't give up some of your money, we'll offer you protection. Like, the mafia would probably actually offer you some form of protection.
Don't trade in FRN. Or Bitcoin, trade in poker chips.
Is that the lesson to be learned here?
I don't know about that.
Poker chips.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Well, most of us are. Some of us aren't back yet. Oh, wait. Perhaps we are. And welcome back to the show. Let's get back to tonight's programming.
And my headphones were all tangled up on the ground.
This is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything, whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We're talking about this article from the Los Angeles Times. It says, the FBI wants to keep... Of course they do. Does the FBI really want... Does the organization want... No. Individuals who call themselves the FBI want to keep fortune in cash, gold, jewels, etc. from Beverly Hills raid. Is it abuse of power?
They're missing a word there. They're missing an adjective. They should say from botched or illegal Beverly Hills raid.
And they should probably say fortunes instead of keep fortune in cash. You know, yeah. Anyway. Let's just be a critic of the LA Times writers here. So we've been talking about forfeiture laws. We've been talking about how these people seem to think that they have more rights than everybody else and that type of a thing. The greatest thing that I've read in this article so far is this one paragraph that is 8 words long. And it says simply, possession of cash in any amount is legal. All of these people who represent all of these agencies that call themselves governments need to keep that in mind. So beyond, we already talked about what else they're trying to seize. The FBI has returned the contents of about 75 of like over 300 boxes and plans to give back the items found in at least 175 more. They plan to. Doesn't mean they will. It means they plan to. Because there was no evidence of criminality, Rozek said. Federal agents have not determined who owns what and what was stored in many other boxes. Of course, they opened them and emptied them, and they didn't... Oh, man. Some of the updates on this, you know, we've covered here on Free Talk Live. You can go find them over at archives.freetalklive.com. But they certainly did a poor job of cataloging when they were taking stuff out of boxes and which box, you know, what stuff belonged in what box and that type of a thing. I'm very confident that many people are getting screwed out of their valuables.
Wow.
The indictment says U.S. private vaults marketed itself to attract criminals who wanted to store valuables anonymously and keep tax authorities at bay. Gosh,
wow, sounds so familiar.
I sound like every American.
I'm having like Vuja Day here, the feeling that nothing like this has ever happened
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I mean, the humorous part about this is, you know, tax minimization is legal, right? Like every time you check off a box on your form that, you know, gives you some sort of an exemption, that's tax minimization and it's legal.
Yeah, but it's also really similar to what's happening in the Crypto 6 case because they're trying to allege that it's more suspicious than any like average Bitcoin ATM or Bitcoin vending machine out there because they didn't enforce all of the KYC apparently that the FBI wants them to. So they're saying, oh, these people wanted privacy in their business. Well, that equals we need to steal all their
privacy money. Isn't illegal either, guys. It's totally legal to want and attempt to obtain privacy.
Yeah, and that was very manipulative of the prosecution because it each of these vending machines is configured, and it also, I'm not even sure, like, if you got a vending machine that was pre-configured already that was used, for instance, you're going to say just because of that configuration or you tweak that configuration for your particular state. And there's this other thing. There's different laws in every state. So, and in different countries, well, these are not vending machines for like one particular location.
Well, at KYC, for those people who don't know, stands for Know Your Customer. This is a set of laws that were put into play by the federal government for people who do financial business that they must do these things, and so everybody refers to it as KYC, Know Your Customer. What it really should be called, of course, is OYG or OTG for Obey the Government or Obey Your Government, because that's really the effect of those laws. These laws prevent people from seeking and obtaining privacy in their transactions. There is no reason that the government needs to know your every transaction that you do ever, where your money comes from, where it goes, none of their frickin' business. None. The article continues. An owner and manager of U.S. private vaults were involved in drug sales, it says, and co-conspirators helped customers convert cash into gold to evade government suspicion. Nothing suspicious about buying some gold with your cash.
Yeah, I'm failing.
Or exchanging some cash for gold.
I'm failing to see why selling a valuable item, it would somehow be a crime just because you sold a valuable item.
If I've got $20 in gold and you've got $20 in USD, and I'm like, dude, can I trade you this $20 in gold for your $20 in USD? And you go, sure. And we make that trade. Has anything illegal occurred?
No.
All right, then. Among those enamored in the government's dragnet was
Joseph... But what if I wanted my cut? Sorry.
Oh, if you wanted your cut?
Yeah, what if I wanted my cut? What if I had a gun and I wanted my cut?
Well, if you had a gun...
That's another story.
You know,
that's another
then,
situation.
You know, if neither of us wanted to die, for example, we might comply.
Well, what if I went to a magistrate and asked for a warrant and they told me I could search around the room, but not where the gold was, and I took the gold anyway.
The real question is, do you have a legitimate claim to a cut?
Yeah.
So the real question should be, did you provide any value in the exchange that Chris and I just made in that scenario? Did you do anything to help that exchange in any way, shape, or form? Did you earn your cut is really what I'm asking.
Well, no, but I wanted it.
Well, then you've just stolen part of the transaction. How does that make you feel, Sammy? Are you driving 55 yet? What's going on?
I can't.
You can't?
I can't drive 55.
Me neither.
I just can't help but make bad jokes when Captain's around.
That is what Sammy would say.
I have that effect on
isn't it? Yeah.
I have that effect on people.
They get an Sammy gets always gets an exception here, doesn't she, for speeding? You know, she just pops her lights on and
so.
Yeah.
Among those ensnared in this dragnet was Joseph Ruiz, who lost his life savings in the raid, $57,000 in cash. An unemployed food service worker who lives near Crenshaw Boulevard and the 10 Freeway, Ruiz, age 47, distrusts banks and sees world affairs as deeply unstable.
Why is he investing all of his life savings in FRNs, then? He should be investing in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
So he decided to keep his money at U.S. private vaults. Now,
here's the thing. Abnormal behavior in and of itself should not be illegal. Well, and they're basically saying...
Who's to define abnormal behavior?
Well, I know, exactly, right? And this is the thing. It's like, just because something is abnormal doesn't necessarily mean it's illegal, yeah. And yet they're treating everything that is abnormal as if it is illegal,
right.
And you end up ensnaring more people from that are simply acting differently than you would expect than you do actual criminals.
If people put their money into, I don't know, baseball card collections, right, that are super rare and valuable, right? And then later on in life, they go, you know what, I need some money. I'd like to exchange this for some cash. And they go ahead and they do that. Have they committed any crime? Nope. Is it any business of the government? Nope.
And you know, the humorous thing is that is actually one of the tactics that the super wealthy actually use. I don't know about baseball cards specifically, but certain like works of art.
Right. Yeah. Art. But valuables can be. I mean, anything really. Right. It's just determined by who thinks it's valuable.
Absolutely.
You know, there are people who their savings account is ammunition. There are people whose savings account is, Beanie Babies, right? Or, you know, other assorted stuffed animals or children's toys that have, you know, increased value. I don't know. Beanie Babies are probably worthless these days. But once upon a time, they were the tulips of children's toys. Anyway, Ruiz obtained the money in two legal settlements, one for a spinal injury in a car accident and another for chronic housing code violations in his apartment building. So that's where that cash came from was, you know, he got a settlement, a couple of settlements, and he's like, well, what am I going to do with my cash? I'm going to put it in this private safe deposit box. And then what happened? The government stole it. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.